This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Tomorrow, we'll get the latest GDP numbers from the world's second largest economy, China. And though the official report is expected to show some growth, some analysts say the Chinese economy likely contracted in the second quarter of the year. COVID lockdowns in Shanghai, China's financial and transport hub, slowed business in the spring, and the country's zero-tolerance COVID policy continues, even as the rest of the world is learning to live with the virus and opening up. Our China correspondent Jennifer Pak has been talking to Shanghai business owners to find out what lockdown has cost them.
Chen Weiming owns a bath products firm. He was locked in his apartment from early March, a month earlier than the rest of the city. He made videos on social media showing COVID tests taken almost daily, how he made do with government food handouts, and his collection of 40-plus empty wine bottles.
Today is day 88 of being locked inside my home. I've drunk a lot of red wine.
He drank mostly French wine. Chen Weiming says the lockdown for him wasn't all bad, personally. But professionally, his company ground to a halt.
Logistics stopped. We couldn't send products to customers.
So he did something no boss wants to do. He asked his customers, mainly golf courses, to source from his competitors until the lockdown was over. Even before the Shanghai lockdown, a lot of businesses felt squeezed, like medical supplies manufacturer SunTop Medical. Company boss Colin Zhao says freight prices soared.
Usually, a container to Europe costs $2,000 to $3,000. Now, it's about $15,000 to $20,000.
And his extra costs no doubt trickle down to the end consumers in Europe and the U.S. And spare a thought for Shanghai's restaurants. They were the first to close and the last to reopen during the lockdowns. Wang Ying runs a lamb hot pot restaurant, and when I reached him back in May, he hadn't worked for at least 2 months.
I feel depressed. I cannot do business during the lockdown, and yet I still pay for all my workers. I'm losing money every day.
Not much revenue either for Frank Tsai of China Crossroads. He organizes public lectures, which are obviously not allowed during lockdown. Plus,
my partner had a mental health emergency, and she required hospitalization.
But they couldn't get her a bed at the best public mental health hospital.
And the staff there said, in normal times, you would get a bed because she's obviously in a very bad condition, but not now because there's such a huge waiting list right now.
That's because the waiting lists at public hospitals were huge during the lockdown. They did get into a private international hospital, which was far more expensive than the public one, but the results weren't satisfying. On June the 1st, most of Shanghai could get back to work. There was supposed to be relief for businesses, says hot pot restaurant owner Wang Ying.
The government called for the rent to be reduced for 6 months, but the shopping mall we're in only gave us a discount for 1 month. And we still have to pay the usual property management and marketing fees.
No relief either for medical supplies manufacturer Colin Zhao. And after a recalculation by the authorities, he has to pay more into his employees' social security fund.
It's an extra $30 a month per employee.
And on top of that, just one COVID infection could send buildings citywide back into lockdown and trigger mass testing. Colin Zhao says success for him this year is not about profits, but survival. In Shanghai, where I'm free to move about for now, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.